You blokes have been getting your grand final tickets ever since this happened.
Port Adelaide won't lose a game again this year. They are at another level.
Richmond, Port Adelaide.
This is The Bump, the one podcast SA footy fans need to hear, where the biggest names tackle the biggest South Australian footy stories. Roo, Dits, Bernie, Jars. Triple M's The Bump.
For all your landscaping, garden, building and paving needs, make sure it's Marion Sand and Metal, 917 Marion Road, Mitchell Park.
Okay, I want you all to be sensible today, please. Sensible and sensitive, all right?
We'll be honest.
Sensitive.
No. Come on.
We'll be honest.
No, play fair, all right?
Jars is worried about the footy gods, so he's going to be sensible and sensitive. Nice.
Why are you worried about the footy gods?
71-point drubbing. Did you see it coming?
Oh, of course not.
What the hell happened?
Super confident.
What happened? Where were the big stars when you need them in these type of big games? This is where your reputations are born. Rupert, you know about that. And Burn.
I'll give you some facts. Facts on some Port stars. Okay, this is talking about their ratings for the game. Travis Boak was his second lowest rated game for the year.
Yeah.
Robbie Gray, his third lowest for the year. Orazio Fantasia's his lowest rating game for the year. Charlie Dixon was his second lowest for the year. And Alia was his third lowest for the year.
Jeez.
All right. Wow. So if your stars don't perform...
That explains a lot.
Before we start, a shout out to our sponsor. For all your landscaping, garden, building and paving needs, make sure it's Marion Sand and Metal, 917 Marion Road, Mitchell Park. Burn.
I'll tell you what, it was a tough night in the office for Port Adelaide. We probably should revisit some of the highlights from the game first before we get stuck into it. This is a Saturday.
Bulldogs at their absolute best.
I was standing.
The Bulldogs are ferocious.
You were there.
They are belting Port Adelaide. In fact, they're embarrassing them.
Oh, boy.
It's game over now if it wasn't already.
No shit.
There's the siren. The Bulldogs go through to the grand final. Bulldogs home by 71 points.
And I tell you what, it must have been horrible for those 2,000 Port fans that were there at the end to see that final. So.
They did leave. They were leaving in droves.
In fact, we spoke before the game about there was more than 26,500. It looked chock-a-block. It looked chock-a-block. And then at three-quarter time, I had to see whether my eyes were working properly.
Dits, are my eyes going or is there about half the crowd here? I'm not joking.
Nah, you're spot on.
I think both. Your eyes are definitely going, but so are the...
Have a look how many more seats are vacant here at the moment. Yeah. Unless they're at the bar drowning their sorrow.
It's a toilet break.
Yeah.
Well, I know where they're not going. Perth.
That wasn't funny.
That was a low blow.
No. I thought we were being sensitive today. Why would we replay that? I just thought they might have taken off to change a few flights.
There was no fight, lackluster. No passion in the jumper.
Mm.
This is a proud football club who had a great opportunity to create their own history.
It's not the first time it's happened this year.
And they absolutely failed each other, their football club and their supporter base.
Mm.
So where do they go next?
Well, that's not the first and only time that happened this
year.
Not
at all.
You made a good point, Dits, during the call. I think we were just a little bit seduced by their performance against the Cats, which was very, very good, mind you. Came out pressure intensity at the contest. Were the Cats at their best? Probably not. But you can only beat who you're playing against. And we all thought, maybe Port Adelaide now are the real deal because they had a good back end of the year. And I just think we forgot about those poor performances and their contested footy when they play poorly. And they reminded us.
Well, the point I was making, Byrne, was also about the draw. I reckon you can get seduced by the AFL draw. So yep. Roo actually said it during the call too, that the teams we played twice were at the bottom end of the ladder.
Four of the five.
So therefore, you get a few gifted wins there.
Yep.
When we played the top sides, it was mentioned many, many times during the year that Port Adelaide could not beat a top eight side.
Yep.
So you're beating the bottom end, but you can't beat the top end. And then, in the semi-final, it turns out we beat a team that weren't that good because Melbourne absolutely thrashed Geelong. I then start to put it all together. And Roo, you talked about the loss to West Coast in Perth is one of the most embarrassing I've ever seen. The one in Brisbane equally.
So when you look at it, didn't show any fight in those games.
But add all those things together, Byrne, maybe we were actually miles away.
Yeah, I think I got sucked in. I definitely went down that path. But there's no, and to your point then, Ruth, there was no one contest or one like moment where I thought, oh, he's showing a bit of fight. It's almost when Port Adelaide go down this path and those games you mentioned, it's like, oh, today's not our day. Well, there's no tomorrow in a final. Oh, there's just nothing that, you know, reminded me that they're a good side and they deserve to be there. In fact, it proved that I'm going to the grand final. It proved that I didn't want them in there because it's not going to be a great game if Port are in it. So, disappointing.
I think you're entitled to, if I was Ken Hinckley, I'd be going back to the West Coast game, the Brisbane game, and the game on the weekend, find out who didn't perform, and I'd be having a very strong look at their futures at the football club.
Common denominators.
Yep, that's what the good coaches do.
Rue, after the call on Triple M, you went through the Bulldogs lineup and you named everybody, if you remember. It's because we said in the alley, well, go, Rue, because you named every single player and said, yep, he played well, yep, he played well, and you went through them all. We then went to Port Adelaide. We came up with two. Only honourable mentions, really.
Well, Riley Bonner was absolutely a good play. I'm more than happy to give him a tick. Lysette competed, won the taps, but didn't do a hell of a lot. Did a couple of tackles. Couple of tackles. That's it.
Yep.
Ollie Wines did not play well when the game was there to be won in the first quarter. In the first 17 minutes, him and Travis Boak had one touch each. The game was on the ropes at the 17-minute mark. So we've forget about the other 35 touches after that.
One player and a half, maybe.
I don't get it. I don't understand it. If you're not getting a touch, like Gary Rowan on Friday night, go and do something for the team. Go and lay some tackles. Go and put some blocks on.
Yep.
Go and crunch in. Do something.
There was no crunching.
That's what I don't understand, and that's between the ears. That's a mindset that the coach has to try and delve into each individual player.
Preparation.
And it's, well, I don't know
it's
what it is.
Above the shoulders.
Correct.
Can I ask you a question, Jazz?
But if you're going to play our game, you've got to compete. You've got to be a competitive beast. Sam Powell-Pepper, who's a junkyard dog, starting on the bench or starting as the bloody sub, is a terrible selection decision.
I agree.
You need a bloke like him coming off the line and crashing into a bloody Bontempelli or Liberatore. Set the scene early. Didn't see any of that whatsoever. They all targeted Alialia. Great coaching. All of them. Bashed him, punched him. Didn't see one Port Adelaide player target their weakest link. Not one.
No.
That's a coaching strategy on a Tuesday, Wednesday night.
But
that's on the big screen. All right, these are our three things we're going to do to the Western Bulldogs. Didn't see any fight from a so-called proud football club. It was disappointing.
Well, on the footy shows on Monday night, on AFL 360 and on the couch, they showed numerous pieces of footage where Port Adelaide players got out of the way of the contest. Now, that's not Port Adelaide. That's not any club. You don't want any players to do that. So players did that. And they it was Connor Rosie did it two or three times. Right. Travis Boak did it once. Darcy Byrne-Jones, Burton. Motlop didn't pull out of any contest. But what they also showed was, and numerous players just not chasing hard at, like their life depended on it. They weren't running back to get into position. They weren't set up at stoppages. The amount of space between some of the Port players and the Bulldogs players was just unacceptable. They were playing high risk football where you have one loose on each side. Dogs are winning the contest, getting out to their loose player, and then they couldn't catch him. They were working too hard. They were running too hard. It was just a strange, insipid performance, really.
Bernie, you were there doing special comments. In that first quarter, when they kicked the first five goals to none, I want to point to two of the goals. There was a ball up in the Bulldogs' goal square.
Yep.
No Port Adelaide player stood goal side. So what do you know? They won the tap, and that player who roved it, I think Bailey Smith, but I could be wrong.
He got the first goal.
Ran straight into an open
Mitch
goal.
Hannon as well.
I think it was ran into a goal. Wouldn't one Port player stand on the goal line? So even, and that's not being negative. That's just, and if the ball comes your way, you can then run forward and clear it and kick it. And then you pointed out 7 seconds to go. For God's sake, you've already bled goal.
Lock it down, shut it down.
Bailey Smith, run into an open goal on your own and kick a goal with 7 seconds to go.
And you had a bit of a laugh when I said, the game's over, if not already. And that was in the first quarter, I think, when I said that.
That was
7 seconds to go. You're locked down. It's red alert. Do everything you can to save him. But another thing we haven't spoken about yet is what worked in round 23, Willem Drew went to Liberatore. Yep. He went everywhere with him, yep. and he had no influence on the contest.
Yep.
Saturday night, the mindset of Willem Drew going to Liberatore, getting stuck into him at the first centre bounce. Yeah. Willem Drew starts on the bench.
He was on the bench.
You know what the mindset or the psyche that does to a player that thinks he's going to get run with? Liberatore had five disposals, two score involvements before Willem Drew came on the ground.
That's right.
And then what are you going to do? Run with him then? Like it's the game is
horses bolted.
The game is getting away from you already. Yeah. Why would I just don't? And so Kenny did say
he was asked
he starts
about it.
On the bench a little bit every now and then. But
no. And he said all the
get
time.
Him on, get him on, get into him. I want to see him crashing into him before telling him that you're not going to get a kick today. That what that does for the team. Is just you feed off that. You see physical contact going after their best player, and that just set a tone for me for the night. And Liberatore, it didn't matter what he did after that. He'd already set up a couple of goals, and they're away.
Roo, I want to ask you about Charlie Dixon, because you many, many times this year have gone into bat for him, and you've said that he's so important for Port Adelaide. And you say, no, but if he doesn't mark it, he brings it to ground.
Yep.
I can tell you, I do the straw poll, talk to Port Adelaide supporters after every game, his name comes up all the time.
Yeah, well, I would say they don't know what they're talking about.
No, fair enough. And that's why I'm throwing it to you, for you to explain. Because he's not at one end. You've got Aaron Norton crashing the pack and marking the ball and kicking a goal. At the other end, you're not seeing the same thing.
Charlie Dixon does that 9 times out of 10. He competes and brings it ball to the ground, and that's why your small forwards kick as many goals as they do, because he draws two or three defenders to him. And then, which means there's two or three less on the ground with their smalls. Now, Charlie didn't have a good night the other night. That wasn't Charlie's standard game. But what he does do is competes all the time. You never get outmarked in the back line, which is a massive thing. That's what Port Adelaide do well at the other end. They couldn't do it the other night. But generally speaking, Charlie Dixon provides a target for them that they can run through the middle, and if under pressure at all, they can kick it long and high to him. He's not the number one goal kicker in the competition, but he still kicked 46 or 48 goals. He still had a good year. He does a lot more than have to mark and kick goals. And I'll tell you what, good luck Port Adelaide if you haven't got Charlie Dixon on your side, because you haven't got anyone anywhere near capable of doing the job he does.
Well, they've got to work hard over the next 18 months on Georgiadis and turn him in. Now, he's not a Charlie Dixon.
He's a third forward. He's like a mobile, tall forward. He's not a pack marker. He's never going to stand and hold his ground. He's a jumper. You need another big fella up forward.
Yep.
Life after Charlie.
Limo?
We're Port tanking the other night. That's my...
This is the bloke that's sitting there with his fingernails done again.
Oh, he hasn't done it again.
You worry me, young man.
Just remind me.
Fair dinkum.
Where'd your side finish?
Yeah.
It's the same. Yeah. Oh, well, got rid of the greatest coach of all time.
You want to talk about tanking?
Yeah.
Annoyingly, we should have tanked. I bloody wish we'd tanked. We might have got a top draft pick. We've ended up bloody 13th or some rubbish like that.
Gary Ayres is going to get drafted.
Good luck,
again.
Sam Mitchell, with your pick 7 or whatever it is. I had to pick you up on a point, Jars. You said, Gary Rowan needed to do something on Friday night. He did. He got himself injured and subbed off. That was,
was he injured?
I wondered the same thing. I thought, did he
what
deliberately
was?
Crash his head into the fence so he could get subbed off?
The coach sent out a message to all the Geelong players and said, run into him, will you?
Kick him.
Give him a corking. Get him off.
I've never seen anything like it.
Give him a hospital amble.
Did you see that meme that went around? Poor bloody Gary Rowan, but it made me laugh. Yeah. And they said Gary Rowan fined $5,000 for a spectator being on the ground.
This is true. You know my brother.
Come on.
This comes back in the 80s playing for Rosewater. Yeah. They reckon it's the only grand final I've ever seen where the coach told a joke, tackle Jeff Dittmer and get the ball off him. If you see him bouncing down the wing, for God's sake, run him down.
That's not a good sign, is it?
No. Stop it. Now, Hamish Hartless being given his marching orders, why wasn't he playing? Why are they going to give Stephen Motlop another contract?
Who goes out for Hartlett?
Play your tough blokes. Your ones that like
you
to compete.
You can't play just all tough blokes.
Yes, where's you can.
Oh. Hartlett is about not
that's
name your halfback.
Yes, you
unless
can,
you
mate.
Drop Byrne Jones.
He hasn't fired a shot.
He hasn't had a great year.
He's your best and fairest winner last year.
Yeah, but this year he hasn't been great.
No, I'm with you.
He dropped. So you're going to drop him or Riley Bonner?
Yeah, I'll drop someone to play Hamish Hartlett because I love the way he plays and competes.
Did you say that last week?
Who?
You.
We weren't talking about this last week.
About Port Adelaide when at selection on the rush hour. Did you say, why isn't Hamish Harlett getting the game?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, you did.
And why didn't he get a contract? Okay. And he got dumped today. Gee.
You'd still play him in halfback.
I'd have Hamish Harlett locked in for next year. Absolutely.
You could keep
him for
nothing. And
yet Stephen Motlop's going to get another contract.
They're different players. Can't fire a different shot. Positions.
They don't care.
It does. It matters.
Port Adelaide have... You say, oh, they have a lot of half-back flankers. Well, they got a lot of small forwards. They don't need another Stephen Motlop.
That's why they're getting rid of him, because they've got too many small forwards. Yeah,
Stephen Motlop.
Yeah.
He's getting another contract.
Yeah, well, that's why he's not getting hardly getting a game, though, isn't it? He's on the edge. He hadn't got a, he got a game when they had injuries. And
if you've got to be a small forward in today's football, you've got to be able to tackle.
Yeah, pressure. Yeah, pressure right? In the forward line.
What about Port Adelaide?
Stephen Motlop don't like tackling.
No, Port Adelaide's next wave of midfielders. Yeah, who are they going to be? Because I feel like now Travis Boak needs to probably get out of purely for the development of the next wave coming through.
He's been their best player this year.
Yeah, I know he's had a great year, but I think for Port Adelaide to be, and you say, well, if you want to make a prelim and lose every year, keep going. Put Travis Boak. No, I'm not saying it's Travis Boak's fault. I'm saying I think he needs to come out of the midfield. And who's your next? Who else plays in there?
On this point, you disagreed with me. I said this to you the other day, and you picked me up on it and disagreed. We've been thrashed in the midfield every week. Yeah,
you haven't been thrashed in the midfield every week.
This is where you disagree with me. Look at the numbers. We lose.
You wouldn't be where you are if you got thrashed in the midfield every week.
You know Geelong, who we thrashed, they beat us in clearances.
Mm.
Well, we are getting beaten in clearances every week.
It's
but
not Travis Boak's
Boakey and Ollie Wines end up with 30-odd touches each. But it is important, and like the other night, the Bulldogs marched the ball out of the middle time and time again. If you look at the stats...
Don't play those in your midfield and see what happens to Port Adelaide.
But Boak and Wines, say they're injured, those two injured. Who comes in? I want to know the next wave.
I agree they need more midfield.
Surely, no, but aren't they looking...
Butters are getting more time. Rosie's been given more time.
Rosie can't play midfield, I don't reckon.
Why not?
He gets pushed off the ball.
Yeah,
he's ragged.
Yeah, but it's not his job to win the ball.
He does bits and pieces.
Put him on the wing.
He's that mobile player that goes...
Get Georgiadis in there. Teaching.
Oh, 6'4". He's a fool.
No, aren't we relying on players like Butters moving forward? And Ollie Wines isn't an old man yet. We're relying on them to win the ball, and it's a Rosie that carries us out of the middle, surely.
No, I agree with you, but I think, for Port Adelaide to go to the next level,
the other night,
those guys have got to play midfield more. Butters, I think Dersman needs to play more in the midfield, develop him. And then I think Boak needs to play a bit more of a sacrificial role. There's that high half forward. If you're playing a plus one from half forward, he's that player. A bit like Bailey Smith did the other night.
Played him and Treloar there. They've just got bucket loads of midfielders. Yep. So maybe Port need to target some mids. I mean, they went for Merritt as a free agent from Essendon to try and bolster their midfield.
Yeah. So. I just reckon they're just one short in there. I just think a quality mid anyway. But they may have it already. But they're just not playing in there enough. And I think to get better, I'm not saying it's Travis Boak's
fault.
Travis
Boak will probably win their best in
fairest. Travis Boak's had a great year. But I'm saying for Port to go to the next level, they need to find another midfielder. And if Travis Boak's playing in there, you don't find that.
Do you want Robbie Gray to retire?
I'm concerned about his footy, yeah.
Hmm.
Hey, guys, did you know you can create the perfect lawn with Marion Sand and Metal? I certainly did, Juz. Loams, soil, fertilisers, lawn starters, it's all there. Everything you need. Marion Sand and Metal, 917 Marion Road, Mitchell Park, open 7 days.
I just want to name these names. Now, individually, these are all very, very good players. But I've said this before, and I want to make this point again, just as a supporter. Never been out there myself. Haven't had to put my head over the ball. So I do want to... No, it's important that I say that, Jars, because...
I know you do.
Blokes like me can't take pot shots. But as a supporter, as a member, all of these players are very, very good players. Amon, Bonner, Burton, Marshall, Houston, Rosie, Fantasia. You can't win a grand final if all of those are in the same side.
I'd take Houston out of that group.
Good outside players.
Too many outside. Now, if anyone's listening, you're an idiot. You can't drop any of them. No, I think he's a hard. I think he's hard.
He's hard.
No, I thought you did.
You can't have that many of that type of player in a side. And I'll give you an example here, Jars.
That's why they get accused of being Daniel Skies.
Richmond last year. Mm. Name one of those types in the Richmond lineup that won that premiership and their last couple of premierships. They didn't have them.
Okay.
No, their small forwards are hard.
You can't push one of their players off the ball easily. Nah. They tackle hard. They're hard. They're over the ball. And my theory is we got an easy draw, as we've mentioned, and we got too many of those guys.
Name that list again. Now you've described them.
Amon, Bonner.
Yep.
Yep.
Burton, Marshall,
yep.
Houston, Rosie, Fantasia.
Mm. Yeah.
Individually, I want all of those in the side.
Burton,
as a group,
Houston,
can't have all of them.
Burton and Houston maybe come out of that group. I think they can play.
No, they can. All of them can play.
Not play. Sorry, those are the wrong words. But I think they're hard enough. I think they're hard, and they've proven that this year. But the rest I'm concerned about. I'm with you. In big games. And if you're looking at a reason why, you say, why do Port Adelaide do this every year? Well, that's your reason, because they don't turn up when the big games are on.
Now, everyone didn't turn up, but there was strange. I thought Dersma, like leading into that game, if someone said to me, how will Port go with their younger players? Dersma is a kid that I would think you could take him to any final. He's courageous,
like
he's hard.
Him.
Butters, exactly the same.
Yep.
You'd take him, but they didn't do anything at all. Like, actually, it was the first time I reckon Butters ever played a game where you'd look back and thought, he did not do one thing that looked dangerous.
Surprise.
We haven't given the Western Bulldogs any credit, have we?
No, they played the best game I've seen anyone play for the whole year.
Mate,
but that
was as good as I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Their attack on the ball and
far
man
too
was
good. And any of those guys be in their current side? Would they get a game in their current side, Western Bulldogs side?
Well, like I say, Charles, if you look at them individually, they're all very, very good players.
What does Luke Beveridge coach and develop? Blokes that do what?
Well,
love
go
to compete.
Hard.
Love hard.
Competitors. Mm.
Telling you.
That was their best game for the year, I reckon. And the best game I've ever seen.
They've been building for a few weeks now. Hang on, I've got a phone. It's Timmy Ginever.
what does he want? Answer it.
No.
What's going to happen for me for Port Adelaide? Seriously.
Does the coach, Ken Inkley, have the full support of the board?
No, not him.
Well, he's got 2 years to go.
He's got 2 years.
He's got a bit of time to think about it.
He can't get to Perth.
Hey, can I just focus on that for a moment? By the way, the rubbishing that us Port supporters have copped about, oh, you got ahead of yourselves, you're talking about going to Perth, and Koshy wanted to go to Perth.
He did.
You have to. Whichever team is in the grand final.
Nah, we're not buying this, dude.
I didn't hear Western Bulldogs president come out and say, I need tickets to go to the grand final. She kept their mouth shut.
Because they can't go, you dope.
he's from Sydney.
As he found out. He put his hand up and said, I'll try and go if I can.
Yeah,
and it turns out he can't.
But I didn't want
personally, I bought packages for my whole family.
You got ahead of yourself.
Was I getting ahead of
you? Got ahead of yourself. You got ahead of yourself.
David Cost Dittmer.
Hang on. You don't want to buy one, do you?
Oh, you need
some mates.
Oh, no, they're stuck there.
No, but you have to.
No, you don't.
When I was on the phone to the club, everything was, they kept somebody, if we are in the grand final, this is what the package will
cost. They
were saying
when.
And here's where you're going to sit.
Bunch of tosses.
And when Port run out, where will they be in my mission?
Where do we celebrate afterwards?
Where's the after party?
Which pub are we going to?
Does this come with an after party ticket?
Limo's going.
They'll be there. No, the Port fans will still be there at Perth Stadium. Scarves up. Singing Never Tear Us Apart.
Does that song
game starts?
what happens to your club, your pre-game
shut
song?
Up,
does that get
on.
Revisited?
Trying to talk sense to you.
You blokes have been getting your grand final tickets ever since this happened.
Port Adelaide won't lose a game again this year. They are at another level.
Richmond, Port Adelaide.
Tell me.
Yeah. I shouldn't have said that.
Is the Duxton a nice hotel? Because that's where I'm staying.
He's in the Duxton. Don't fall asleep.
What else is there to do?
Don't fall asleep in the Drink Swan beer. River.
Oh, God. Bloody hell.
Now, can I just quickly give you this, the what if? The what if Brian Cook and Chris Scott take over Carlton?
Brad Scott's not coaching there anymore.
I said Chris Scott.
Oh, you reckon Chris is going to go?
No, the what ifs. They don't sack their very good CEO in Jeannie Little. What's his name, the lad?
Kane Little.
He's done a very good job financially. Football-wise, he's...
He's already been.
So Brian Cook becomes the new CEO of Carlton. I'm just throwing this at it. Mm. And then guess who joins him? Christopher Scott. Right.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Then who goes to Geelong?
Hey.
Mr. Hegley. Kenny. Mm.
Why would Ken want to go to Geelong?
But
when they're just about to do the biggest rebuild of all time.
I'm only just throwing it out there, the what ifs. I'm not saying it's happening, but have it.
Why would you leave a 2-year contract here on nearly $1 million?
Why would Chris Scott leave Geelong?
Well, because they're about to need to do a rebuild.
I reckon you'd want to go to Geelong right now.
But maybe Kenny needs thinks, you know what, I can't do any more this
week. Well, maybe they give they gave him a four-year deal to go to Geelong.
I'm just throwing it out there.
I don't think it's a good one to go to right now, Burn.
Okay. Nah.
You're getting him at the wrong time.
Depends if you get a four-year deal. A bit more job security than a two-year deal with Koshy leaning over your shoulder.
He's going back home.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I think watch this space.
Why would Geelong want Ken Hinckley?
Well, we're favourites, you know, former player. You know, his DNA's there.
A lot of former players.
But anyway, I just threw that out. If Brian Cook becomes the next Carlton CEO, who does he ring straight away? His boy.
Yeah. Is there mail about Alistair Clarkson?
Still.
Is it Lemo? Look at Lemo.
He's not
going
to coach anywhere.
Where's he going?
First of all, it'd be weird for Ken Hinckley at Geelong because he's younger than most of the players. Clarko's not coaching anywhere next year. I don't know how many times I have to tell you.
He's told me.
There's a bit of rumour that Mighty Power sniffing.
What?
Oh,
what?
Clarko, did you know about this?
Hang on. Did you just say Port?
Rupert did.
Someone told me.
Oh, be careful. I've been down that path.
No, you said it will be announced Monday that he's coached. We're saying there's a sniff. There's a bit of a difference.
Now, can we just quickly talk on the Crows?
Let's finish off with Port.
All right, how are we going to wrap this up?
Is there a serious chance that this will have a bit of a lasting effect?
Derail it?
A big loss in a big final.
Could it derail your footy club?
Look, there's a chance. You've got to ask about the premiership window because of drafts and salary caps and things in football. Mm. Was it their chance? So last year and this year,
I think,
was it their chance? Now, I'm hoping it's not. We've got a young squad.
Gray.
Yeah.
Really, that's about it.
There's still a ton of talent there in a young squad. Okay. So you'd like to think not. But I think that loss will hurt. There's no doubt about it. No doubt.
What about coaches box?
Schofield's gone.
Got a text on the Automasters text line here. How devoted to the club is Voss shopping around for a new job in the final series when he should be focused on the club that pays him?
Ooh.
That's just a text message on the Automasters. I haven't got a problem with it, by the way, because it's normal for assistant coaches.
And he can't help it that other clubs have come up while he's trying to coach. You know,
he just said it was a conversation.
So Schofield's gone.
Yeah, but he had
already
a conversation
gone. What about
Bassett? Didn't he?
No, he's there.
Is Bassett still staying there, is he?
Yep.
Nath?
Don't know. Freddie? Is it all happy down there?
No.
Oh.
No. I think there'll be some more movement.
Oh, well, if it's not Bassett and Schofield's gone, who else is down there?
Well, Montgomery's there.
What's he unhappy?
No, I'm not sure. Well,
I've heard a whisper Montgomery could be off to Williston next year.
Shut up.
I'm just saying.
He'll be really unhappy there. You get a slab and a couple of steaks.
Will Tyson Goldsack be in the coach's box next year for Port Power?
That's a good question.
I did hear that.
Because he's never coached before.
Yeah, but a lot of these assistants never have. A lot of assistants come straight out of footy and become assistants.
He's been assistant coach in the Sandfalls, Maggie's.
No, that's what I mean. Isn't that an assistant, though, or not?
No, it's a line coach, then assistant coach.
Right, okay. Sorry, I thought it was all the same.
Oh, sorry. Development coach, then line coach.
All right. Gee, that was a good chat about Port. It's unfortunate.
We've got no time left.
No, I want to talk about the Crows Candyland. Now,
what's Candyland?
Well, it's in
that's a Willy Wonka.
No, it's where the candy is.
The Camry Crows.
Yeah. Now,
your old football club.
Jordan Dawson. Is he going to Port or the Adelaide Crows?
Depends who you listen to.
Well, I don't listen
We're
to you.
To you.
We listen to you.
I say nothing.
We're all ears.
As if I'm going to say anything.
He better not go to Port. That's all I'll say. Because he's going to be a good
They're both into him. Adelaide are worried that they might lose him to Port.
Oh.
And they don't want to make out they're into him if they lose him.
Who's making out they're not into him?
I've just heard a few things.
Oh.
All right, anything else that anyone wants to bring up?
Andy Collins off to Hawthorn as an assistant.
Yeah, that's right. I saw that.
Where's he going, Limo?
Hawthorn, development coach, isn't he?
Is he? Where's Gary Ayres going after 20 years at Port and Melbourne?
Geelong.
Off to the hook. Back to Geelong.
He's going
to
play for Geelong.
He's going to play.
He's not old enough.
As part of their youth development program.
So he's come back in the back pocket.
Dits, have you got a message to the Port faithful?
He's on the rookie list.
Have you got a message?
Yeah.
You look concerned, Dits.
I've
never seen you this flat.
Port people
are
crazy and ruthless, and I believe we should be. You've got to hold everyone accountable. There's nothing wrong with that. be a tough club.
Yeah.
Be ruthless. I've had people that come from interstate and come to the Port Adelaide Football Club and say, oh, you blokes are over the top and, you know, you're just another football club. Well, if you think that, go back to your football club. Ooh. Go back to where you come from and do it the way you want to do it. But at Port Adelaide, we want answers. We're ruthless. Okay. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. And if the players or Ken Hinckley listen to the bump and don't like anything that was said, I don't know. Well, just look in the mirror and really ask yourself, is anything we've said here today outrageous? Is any of it that wrong that you can't be honest enough with yourself and say, actually, I think these boys have made a point?
Has Kenny said enough since the game?
Haven't heard a lot.
Do you need more?
I think so. I think members would like answers as to what happened.
But he needs time, though.
Yeah, I know he needs time. But how long? You don't want to leave it too long either.
You want 2 or 3 days to just
He did say after the game, he continually said, oh, it's not my, I don't want to comment now, which is okay. Yeah, but eventually you got to say something and why. And I think he needs to come out. I think he needs to be ruthless when he comes out.
Well, he should know now, shouldn't he? He should know by now.
Yeah.
Should know by now.
We've already dissected it numerous times.
So Rupert, will they do a review, the footy? Not an internal review?
They absolutely have to do a review of the final series and more so the last couple of weeks.
Okay. Not the whole year?
I don't think that.
Losses.
Well, they look at all of that stuff through. They absolutely look at those games, and they should have already looked at those games. They should have looked at them when they happened.
Yeah.
But whatever they looked at, they couldn't fix it. But that doesn't mean they didn't do it right. Maybe they haven't got the cattle to do it. Maybe they haven't got the leadership there in the players to be able to do it. Because when you play a poor game or when you start poorly, you want a response at quarter time. You want to when you eyeball the coach and you can make changes on the run, that's when you've got a good footy side. But they've struggled to do that on a few occasions this year. So it's going to be in the back of the mind next time they start playing good sides again. That's the hurdle they have to get over.
All right. I'm off to see my therapist.
Don't get lost in WA either.
For what reason?
Listening to you blokes for half an hour.
That therapist will be booked out this week.
Limo, good luck.
Thank you, team.
And good luck to Williston.
Yeah.
Careful, footy gods.
Stop it.
Did you play well on the weekend?
Very good.
Did you coach well?
I just sat back and watched. The boys drove it.
Are you gonna make
great leadership.
Are you going to make them watch Rocky 1, 2, 3,
no,
and 4?
No. Can I be honest with you?
Just 5 and 6.
Just some of my old highlights.
The Jars highlights.
Oh, no. You didn't give them a book of German magic to read. Is this the first grand final you've coached?
No, I've been a few.
When?
Gazer.
How long ago?
Oh, 20 years ago.
And what are you going to... You're not going to get them over revved up and give away free kicks. No. What are you going to say? Give us the pre-game speech. Just before you run out on Saturday.
Tell your story. Write it. Write it for the next 2 hours.
What? Give us more than that.
And leave your... Make a statement.
Mm.
Let them know who you are. Tell the world who you're all about. The most dangerous, fearsome football side running around. That's what I'm going to be telling them.
Are you going to be dressed up like William Wallace when you give this?
That'll be half time.
You're riding a horse.
I'm riding... And we're playing them at home too, Williston Oval.
On your home.
Yes!
Everything is happening for you.
This is rigged.
You know what Jars will look like on that horse? Remember when they had the protest on the New South Wales Queensland border? And that bloke rode bareback on a horse?
I'll tell you what it won't be. It won't be nipper and nimble.
One of his bloody draft horses, for sure.
And I'll ring you boys at 5 o'clock Saturday, all right?
Never take away
just remember.
You've been listening.
Needs a goal for Port Adelaide. This won't be one. Robbie Gray's only got 4 to beat, would you believe? 4 to beat. Where's his teammates, for God's sake? What are you doing?
That's better.
This comes away with
if we're umpires, you're in the cheer squad, kids.
I'm calling for a count. There's too many out there.
There you go. You've been listening to the pump.
See ya. As we wrap up here, you can finish off all your jobs with Marion Sand and Metal. Pavers, mulch, soil, landscaping. They have everything you need and they can do the work for you. Marion Sand and Metal, great South Australian company, open 7 days.
How many days?
7 days, Burn.